I'm always on Twitch to find out. I don't know. I just like having it on in the background. Mm. I like scammer guys who bust scammers and things like that. So there was one Twitch that was on, and it was four people talking about the future of broadcasting.
Who were the people talking about it?
Nobody you've ever heard of.
Okay.
So there's four people talking. They're having a conference, I guess, between amongst them. Mm-hmm. Not one of them with a mic.
Oh. So four people who don't know anything about audio, like just the simplest thing about like broadcasting audio from your home on Twitch, are talking about the future of broadcasting. They're the experts.
Yeah, this is the future of broadcasting right here. And that's what they're discussing. So
entertainment, I think, is giving them the spaces for them to grow.
What?
I think it's true that, isn't it? So what I love about Gen Z is actually how brave they
are.
I feel like my journey wasn't as brave.
What, are you in a tunnel? Do you want to call me back?
Conversations online or going out to protest for what you believe in and commenting online about that and having that debate. And
I'm sorry, are you in like some sort of echo chamber? Are you at a church?
I don't feel like...
No, I think she is going through a tunnel, and
that's what I find really exciting.
So there's four people. One of them kind of has a mic. Rebecca looks like she has the headphone with a mic. That's probably a little bit better than everybody else, but everybody else is just screaming into their computer.
Just screaming into an empty room, and not only that, an empty room that has absolutely no soundproofing whatsoever.
People wanting to go into broadcasting, giving the uptake of DJs.
Don't give me advice on broadcasting when you're standing in front of glass.
Inspiring.
I hope so.
Yes.
What?
I hope so.
What do you hope?
A little bit. It's kind of like taking it away from, you know, that kind of centralized superstar DJ that sits on a pedestal, makes an entrance, and everyone's kind of realizing.
I hate to stop you guys because you might be good people and you might have done great things in broadcasting in the past, but I can't take you seriously.
Right.
Because A, your cameras look like crap.
Right.
Your audio looks like crap. You're in an empty room. You know nothing about broadcasting. You haven't even watched a YouTube video about broadcasting.
Yes, exactly. Before you decide to go and talk about broadcasting or be a broadcaster, you know, don't listen to us. Just go get on YouTube. And just listen to one person tell you about audio and the simple, not expensive things you can buy in your house. And how about this? If you're in an empty room, which Ariel seems to be in, and there's nothing but glass and photographs behind you, learn what that does to sound. Mm-hmm. And maybe just, just put a towel over your head, just something to give it, something to keep the sound in. Just the simplest thing you can do to not sound like you're literally hiding inside of a tunnel in the middle of a skate park.
Things like this drive me insane because you have had to have been on the actual radio busting your ass for ratings every single day.
Right.
You have got to have that feeling in the pit of your stomach the day before the ratings book comes out that your life is going to end and you're going to lose your job. You have to have that feeling. It's not because you went to Best Buy and bought a computer with a microphone built into it and a webcam built into it. That does not make you a freaking broadcaster.
Yeah, that doesn't make you a broadcaster any more than I own a tongue depressor, not a doctor.
I think that's also positive because, you know, it gives a sense of relation to the DJ and kind of what they're doing. You know, it's not just magic.
Okay, I want to hear Rebecca talk because she might sound halfway decent. Because she kind of has a mic.
I mean, I'd be surprised.
Does she have a mic? She just has headphones.
No, there's a mic on that head.
The skill sets that have been learned.
Oh, here's the one who's in the tunnel. Hello? It sounds like not just a tunnel. You ever go into a church that has that echo? And the echo is so bad. The New York City churches have this, where the echo is so bad that the priest starts talking. And like it sounds like he's 14 priests.
It's a weird way of learning, whereas I feel like people have been able to do that at home now.
She sounds like she's in a bathroom. She's broadcasting from the smallest room she could. Think back to the times because we barely had a studio, the last station that we were at. So when we had to cut commercials, we had to actually cut commercials in our apartment.
That's right.
We did that sometimes. So what did we look like when we were cutting commercials in our apartment?
We look like we were 1950s ghosts, where like you just throw a blanket over your head and go, woo. Like we literally were under a series of blankets and towels just to make sure that the sound was not, this. I don't know, sounding like, yeah, this.
That microphone and... Yeah, I feel like
she's talking about microphones now.
They have their own radio stations on.
You mean the one, something that she doesn't actually own?
Hold on.
And also that they're literally their voice, but also just their music.
She just talked about microphones. Hold on.
And music. So, you know, for me, it brings people together in such an amazing way, and finding
not if they can't understand you
together,
right?
Is the way.
Okay. And she's talking about
my mind can manage.
Here goes the microphone talk.
We've had a question, which I feel like is. It's always like the term that everyone uses when trying to be like trendy or ahead of game. But someone's asked, how do you keep radio relevant with the Gen Z audience who may be waning off radio or haven't?
Who's asking these people questions about radio?
This concept Gen Z, as if they all suddenly just went, oh, we're not doing the radio. What would your kind of response be to that?
Ask Anthony and Cooper about radio. That's my response. Ask people that have been in radio. Go ahead and ask Anthony and Cooper, who have been doing their show for 11 years.
I mean that, but also, you know, not resting on laurels to think that people are just going to...
Yeah, no, she doesn't sound any better with that.
No. So I think, you know...
I don't think this... I think those are just headphones. She doesn't have an extra microphone.
Yeah, there's a mic on it.
Oh, I see. Oh, but it's nowhere near her mouth.
The audience, you must get younger because that's
now I see there is a microphone, but it's turned all the way away from her mouth.
It is about making sure that we're using.
See, this it just drives me insane.
Yeah, this is funny. I love it.
I can't with people like this. So they're giving you advice on broadcasting.
Kiss Fresh and our social.
And I bought a computer at a computer store, and I'm now a broadcaster.
To make sure that our brand.
Yeah. Hey, really? What college did you study broad?
What radio stations have you worked at? Who have you worked? Give me some of the big names who have trained you and you've worked under. Like, where'd you learn all this stuff?
Announcements. Sorry, students, guys. Quick plug in a couple.
Oh, the Geek Squad. Fresh. The Geek Squad taught you everything you need to know.
Extension brands.
And they take your calls when your laptop isn't working.
New music and a no pop zone and, you know, lifestyle content that is
how can they hear each other?
I need captions underneath of it because I can't understand them at all.
Our brands,
but I'm good with the accents. The accents are not my problem. It's the fact that their audio is so terrible that I can't understand. The words are just being lost into these empty vacuums of walls they're living in.
But this is what people think broadcasting is for Generation Z. This is broadcasting, so
because we are all vying for attention, we're all vying from
PS5 I weep
to streaming
for broadcasting.
We're all vying for attention, so I think we've all got to work.
Why is this guy even here? He's not even paying attention.
Sort of sit there and
no, he's drinking coffee. he's thinking about what he's going to do with the... Is it leg day? I don't know. Yesterday was leg day. Yeah, look at my shoulders today. Look at my shoulders.
Yeah, I did upper body shoulder day yesterday. Maybe it could be... I don't like leg day. I think I'm going to skip leg day today.
Yeah, it's tough, but it's
maybe work. I'll work on my arms. I do need a haircut, but I'm trying to let it grow out because
understanding this Gen Z audience and knowing that they're
who's talking now.
I don't know.
TikTok, and there's lots of things that they're doing that. You know,
I mean, all four of their screens are locked, so I have no idea. Oh, wait, I think Lucy
Winter, that can't be her real name.
Certain types of content. And
Ariel Free and Lucy Winter.
These people are not in broadcasting. There's just no way.
Alienating a young audience.
Well, why else would they be talking about broadcasting if they're not in broadcasting?
Because they have opinions and keyboards and they bought laptops?
They have opinions. I wouldn't know because I can't understand them.
Yeah.
Respecting.
If just one of them had a microphone, I would feel like, okay, well, at least one of them is at least trying to sound like a broadcaster and trying to communicate what they're trying. The whole idea of broadcasting, here it is in a nutshell. You have a thought. you communicate it in a way that people could hear you. They could digest what you're saying because they can understand what you're saying. You're talking to a microphone, not into a giant room.
Well, day number one in broadcasting school, they teach you microphone technique.
Right.
They teach you if you have this type of mic, how you talk into it. If you have your type of mic, how you talk into it, and right. so on. They don't say, just talk into the ether. People need some. There's things that turn your voice into electrical stuff and people can understand you, but not these.
And they need to listen to.
Maybe they have like a really good editing department. And once this all gets filtered through the editing department, it's going to sound like, hello, how are you today? Oh, no, yes, let's talk about broadcasting. Yes, I agree.
No, because I've been doing this for 25 years. I know that you can't fix that. There's really no way to take the echo out.
No, they're socially conscious.
It's a pain in the ass to do
it. Young generation.
My favorite thing is not one of them. They're getting on about a younger generation who doesn't know anything about broadcasting. FYI, get a mirror.
Watch your stream.
Watch your stream.